Hello, McAllen. I'm Roy Conthu here at the McAllen Cable Network Studios. With me today is a very special guest from the engineering department, Marlene Garza, who's the Assistant Director of Engineering, to talk about Vision Zero. Vision Zero development plan is coming up ahead, but you want feedback from the community. Talk about it, what the project is, and why you need feedback.
Yes, so Vision Zero is a safety action plan that the City of McAllen is working on. We hired a consultant to put this plan together. And the goal behind the plan is to reduce severe injuries and fatalities on the City of McAllen roadways to zero. Now that's a big undertaking, but the consultant has done a Vision Zero plan before, and the idea is the consultant gathers data from crashes here in the City of McAllen on major roadways and identifies, well, how many pedestrians have been run over, how many people on our hike and bike trails, vehicular crashes, what do those look like? And pretty much what they're going to be doing is creating these maps, and they're called heat maps. They're going to have like red areas where the crashes for severe injuries and fatalities are greatest. They're going to have big red like circles, and those are going to be areas where we will go in there as City of McAllen staff and determine, well, why are crashes happening? And we can kind of put down maybe a list together of it could be this, it could be that, and slowly we start improving, whether that be an intersection, a corridor, an area where a lot of people cross, and then we can make plans and start requesting money through budget or through grants in order to get these improvements done. So it's a big undertaking, but we feel very strongly that's going to be a benefit for all the users on our roads here at City of McAllen.
And when you say roads, you're also talking about our hike and bike trails. You're talking to the people that walk in our community, right? You're trying to make it safe for everyone, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Everybody that uses our roadways, pedestrians cross the street, vehicular traffic uses it to get from point A to point B, bicyclists and motorcycles also. So yes, not just one group of individuals, it's everybody on our roadways.
What are you asking for residents to do to help you out?
Well, we want feedback from the community. The more feedback we can get, the stronger our plan will be. Through the beginning of the project, we'll do community feedback. Then in May, when we have a draft plan, and in July, we will be opening this draft plan to the public. Hey, what do you think? You know, what should we add more of? What do you think we could take away? Things like that.
Who's paying for this study? Because I know y'all received a grant to sort of pay for this.
Yes, yeah, so we received a grant from, I believe it was the Safe Streets for All program, and it's a 80-20. The grant will pay for 80% of the plan or the report that gets put together, and then the city puts anything 20% or over.
So the City of McAllen is interested in keeping everybody safe because they're investing 20% of this fund, so they want the input. Because a lot of times people say, how transparent is McAllen? Well, we're trying to be as transparent as possible and asking for y'all to provide information to the city so we can make it street safer.
Yes, and so transparency is key, because what better campaign than saving lives on our roadways, you know? And that's everybody, it impacts everybody.
Is there a survey, or is it just comments from the community that you need?
Both comments. We'll be having public events called pop-up events. We'll be having one in every district, which are six districts. And then at those pop-up events, we'll have a printed survey. We will also, by that time, have a survey available online. The idea is, once all that information is finalized for the event, we'll also be posting that on social media for those who can't attend that event for that district. Or for those that aren't aware, but they want to participate, you know, more feedback is welcomed.
So for that transient community that goes out there to use our hike and bike trails, who uses the roads, who likes to walk in their neighborhoods, this is a great opportunity for you to share your experiences with the city so they can do a better plan and literally plan for the future to keep the city streets safe.
Yes, that's correct.
And I can't say that enough.
Yes, that's one of the most exciting parts about this plan is, what will the report yield for us to go in there and see how we can improve our roadways? Maybe that's lighting, maybe that's adding a traffic circle, you know, things like that that will help us plan for the future. The other thing that is really important about this plan is that after this plan is developed, we can apply for a SS4A certification, which is a Safe Streets for All certification. That certification opens us up, along with other communities, to apply for funds for Vision Zero improvements. So let's say we want to add more sidewalks, or we want to add a median at a certain location, or striping or lighting. We can apply for money via that certification with those funds of money, and hopefully we'll be able to get more projects going that way.
And I think because the city is working with this person that's conducting this study, there's an investment on both parts, and the outcome will go back to the city commission to decide this is the plan that's adopted to let's implement these changes, right?
Yes, so the timeline was we kicked off the project in January. In February and March, we're in the data collection phase, which will also include community outreach. Then in May, we have a draft plan for city departments to see how we can make that plan stronger on the city end. Then in July, we have a draft for the public. Then in August, we finalize the report and present it to city commission for adoption.
And if it goes in the budget, those are the changes you're going to see in the near future, but then you have a plan to always go back and prioritize stuff,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's the goal.
Yeah, people always talk about a bureaucracy, but there's actually a lot of planning that happens before we get to the solution, right?
Yes, it's a big undertaking, but it's a wonderful campaign that is going to impact everyone. The residents here in McAllen, the shoppers, the people who come and use our hike and bike trails, everyone, I think.
Where can they get more information about this?
So right now, one of the things we're focusing on is social media. We're working on a website to kind of get that going and have people go and gravitate to this location where they can find information about Vision Zero. But once we have our first flyer for our first event, we should also have a website. So it will be the website and then social media.
Anything else you would like to add, Marlene?
Just that we're really excited. We're really excited about this plan. I believe we're the first in our area to put a plan like this together. The last, community in Texas that did it, I believe, was San Antonio. Austin has one, Houston has one. I'm sure a couple of the Dallas-Fort Worth cities have one. And so the reason why this plan is being implemented by so many cities is because it's been successful. And I think, it's going to be really helpful, and we're excited to save lives. We're excited to get that data out there so that we could use it to improve McAllen.
So when you hear out there the Vision Zero plan development, that's what they're talking about, and they need your feedback. So we're going to communicate with the community through social media at the beginning, then there'll be a website. We'll let you know on social media. So if you don't follow the City of McAllen social media platforms, please do, because you'll get that information and much more. For the City of McAllen, I'd like to thank Marlene Garza from the Engineering Department for being here. And for you folks for always tuning in to Hello McAllen. For the City of McAllen, I'm Roy Cantu.